Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'isha, one who says to a woman, Hareat mekudeshesli, behold, you are betrothed to me, and he gives her a pruta, gives her a coin. Amanasha daber alayach lashiltein, on the condition that I will go and I will talk on your behalf, I'll intervene on your behalf with the local government. It seems like she's having issues, and he's going to sort them out. Or he says, Ve'esim chakapoil, I'll work for you for a full day. So the Mishnah says, Dibra l'shiltein, if he fulfilled the condition and he spoke with the government, Vasi Makapail, or he worked for her a full day, Mikudeshes, the condition works because he fulfilled his condition. Vimla, but if he didn't speak to the government or he didn't work for her, Ena Mikudeshes, she's not Mikudeshes. Now it would seem like this is a slam dunk, an easy halacha. We've had so many situations where if you fulfill the condition, it works. If not, not. What's the chiddush? What's the novelty of the Mishnah? So Mar gives a difficult explanation, and the Gemara says like this. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that even if he fulfilled his obligation and he spoke unto the government, which is something that has value in and of itself, or he worked for the woman for a full day, that definitely has something that has value. It's not Mekudeshes unless he also gives her a pruta, unless he also gives her a coin along for this. But if he didn't give her a pruta, he just said, you should be Mekudeshes for the benefit, the financial benefit that you get, that I'm going to work for you for a full day, the Kedushin doesn't work. Because this Tana holds that yeshna l'schirus mitchila v'atzayif, which means to say that when somebody works for someone a full day, we don't say that at the last moment, all of a sudden, the full amount of money, let's say it costs $50 to work for someone a whole day, that at the last second, $50 all of a sudden becomes theirs. No, we say that every minute, a few cents becomes theirs. If so, when she finishes working, it's not like there's a pruta there. It's just a milveh. He just owes her money, but there was never a moment where there was a full pruta. Or I should say, there's no moment that there's a full pruta, there's a full coin, the amount of one's necessary for kedushin, and therefore the kedushin doesn't work unless he initially gave her a pruta, a full coin. Continues the Mishnah, Menashe Yirtza'ab, if a woman says, I'm being kudeshes to you, but I'm only going to do it if my father concedes, he thinks it's a good idea. Says the Mishnah, Gemara explains here actually that he at a time period, he said, I'm mekudeshes to you on the condition that your father doesn't protest this kedushin within 30 days. So the Mishnah says like this, Ratzav, if 30 days passed and the father didn't protest, it means he's acquiesced, mekudeshes. It works like the condition. Vimlav, and if not, that means the father did protest, ain't mekudeshes. It's not mekudushin. Mesav, what happens if the father dies within 30 days? Harezim mekudeshes, then it works because, says the Mishnah, the father never protested and that's sufficient. Mesab ben, let's say the fellow who was Mekadosh the woman, the betrother, dies during those 30 days. Milam din esav, then we teach the father, Lemer She'en Raitza, to say that it shouldn't be a Kedushin, to protest the Kedushin, because if not, there's a possibility that the woman will have to do Yibam, she'll fall to her husband's brother, and that's complex. So to avoid that, we ask the father to be Mecha to protest. One more short, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Kidashti is biti ben yadele mi kidashtiya. A fellow comes into Bezin, he says, my daughter was young, and I accepted Kedushin on her behalf. I don't remember who the fellow is. Now that's a problem, because this girl can't get married to anybody. And a fellow comes into Bezin, I was the guy. Naman, he is believed. What happens if it gets complex? The father says, I don't remember who she was mekudeshes to, and then two fellows come in and say, we were the fellows, so which one was it? Shneim nice and get, they both have to give a get. Vimratu says the Mishnah, or Echad nice and get, one gives a get, one gives a divorce. And then the second one is Mekadosh again, the Echad Kaines, and then he can marry her. Wishing you a beautiful Arab Shabbos and a stunning upcoming Shabbos day.